This is JIS News. Coming up, OAS Electoral Mission commends the Electoral Office of Jamaica. Private sector urged to invest more in tourism sector, and Heart Trust NTA to provide training for more persons. The news in detail after this message.
Are you an NHD mortgager? Do you have an email account? Then sign up to receive your mortgage statements by email and have a chance to win big in the NHD's Got Mail promotion. You could win 3, 6, or even 9 months mortgage holiday or a Samsung Galaxy Tab A. Winning is easy. Visit nhd.gov.jm or your nearest NHD branch. Entries close February 26, 2016. Enter the NHD's Got Mail promotion today. Conditions apply. Call 1-888-225-5648.
Now the news. The Electoral Observation Mission of the Organization of American States, EOM, OAS, is commending the Electoral Office of Jamaica, the EOJ, for the timely and efficient tabulation, transmission, and release of preliminary results of the general elections. EOM Chief of Missions Janet Bostwick says the work carried out by the EOJ on Election Day, February 25, sought to enhance the credibility of the process and is a significant tool for stability. Mrs. Bostwick points out that the process is one of several good practices observed by the EOM while in Jamaica, noting that such could be of benefit to other countries in the hemisphere.
On Election Day, the members of EOM were present in 13 parishes across the country and visited 367 polling stations. The EOM wishes to commend the professional conduct and diligence of the poll workers, supervisory personnel, and security agents who facilitated the voting process.
The EOM Chief of Missions was addressing journalists at a press conference in Kingston Friday. The mission comprised 23 international observers from 15 OAS member states and 2 observer states. Meanwhile, Chief of Missions for the Electoral Observation Mission of the Organization of American States, the OAS, Janet Bostwick, is urging the government to prioritize campaign financing reform as part of efforts to strengthen Jamaica's electoral process. Mrs. Bostwick says while the OAS applauds the reforms outlined in the amended Representation of the People Act 2015, additional measures may be required in order to reinforce the need for stakeholders to comply with campaign financing regulations.
The OM also recommends that governments consider introducing additional qualitative measures, including granting the Electoral Commission of Jamaica meaningful oversight of the campaign finance system and establishing adequate penalties for non-compliance with reporting requirements.
Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, is again encouraging more investment by local business interests in Jamaica's tourism industry. Speaking at EPOC's monthly media briefing recently, Mr. Biles noted that the sector is growing, due largely to foreign investments. Some 2,000 more rooms refurbished last year will come on the market this year, in addition to another 2,500 under construction and 4,000 that are being planned. While welcoming the investments by foreign business interests, Mr. Biles is expressing a desire to see more local investor involvement. He says visitor arrivals are also on the rise.
Jamaica Tourist Board released information on tourist arrivals, visitor arrivals. Between January and December of last year, the stopovers increased by 2.1% and cruise ship passengers was up by 10.2%.
Mr. Biles, in welcoming this increase, says he's optimistic that tourism will do well in 2016. And the Heart Trust NTA will be training more persons to work in key sectors expected to grow over the next 5 years. This, it says, will be done through the expansion of its facilities and introduction of new courses. Director of Marketing and Communication at Heart Trust NTA, Natalie Ferran, says the agency's labor market research suggests that the business process outsourcing, BPO, hospitality and logistics sectors are projected to see growth.
Right now, the Heart Trust NTA is involved in leading an initiative at the industry level with other training institutions and ministries to get the workforce ready or to increase the capacity of the workforce of hospitality and tourism.
Mrs. Ferran says about 10,000 persons are trained by the institution each year to meet the demand in the hospitality sector. She says plans are in place to expand the facilities of the Heart College of Hospitality Services in Runaway Bay, St. Anne. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.